Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My name is Dave Hughes, and like everyone else, I have problems. One of them, I believe, is that I am too committed to television. Some other people aren't as committed as me. The Bachelor last year, the Honey Badger, not so committed. All he had to do was pretend he had a girlfriend for a month and he would have been fine. Me, committed. I bought a house on the block 2 years ago. I committed to a 20-year mortgage. That's committed. Channel 9 thought I was so committed last year when the block was on. During the auction, one of them wasn't being bid on. They rang me. And they said, no one wants this apartment. Do you want it? I'm on holidays with my wife. They go, no, it's not a rescue dog. It's a $3 million apartment. I don't want it. But you know what? I did rescue a dog on this show last year. Who remembers Bubbles? Yeah. Bubbles now is living in my house. Beautiful little dog, Bubbles. One problem, Bubbles snores louder than my father used to. And Bubbles insists on sleeping next to our bed. I'm trying to make love to my wife and I feel like Dad's sleeping beside me. We're going to fix that problem later on, but everyone's got problems. Let's get the show started. Turn them into real solutions, but I couldn't do it without my crack team of problem solvers. Fiona O'Loughlin. How about Dill the Rook, Jaya Singer, Sarah Harris, and Dave Thornton. Now, everyone's been on the show except Dill Rook, and did I pronounce your name correctly there?
Nailed it, because I was going to have a problem with that, but apparently you nailed it. That's fine. Was there a reason I was not on before because you couldn't pronounce the name? Is that what it took a whole season to learn it?
Now, mate, you know my wife's mother is Sri Lankan, so, I mean, we're basically brothers.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get on with the show. It's all about solving real problems, guys, so we need real solutions. Here we go. Take it seriously.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right. This is a video problem.
Hughesy, I have a problem. And no, it's not the wallpaper behind me. My next-door neighbour's teenage son plays the drums badly. In the last 2 years, I'd go as far as to say he's got worse. He still plays the same off-rhythm beat. As a mother of two, I really want to know the answer to this question. When do you tell your kids they suck at something? Thanks, mate.
Or when do you tell other people's kids they suck at something? So, guys, kids allowed to live their dreams, even if their dreams are infuriating other people.
When I was in high school, I was so bad in the high school musical, they actually turned my mic down on stage.
Did they?
They turned it down.
You're a bad singer, are you? What's your favourite song?
Oh, something by Kelly Clarkson for sure.
Well, can you give us a little bit of singing now?
The Sounds of Silence.
Yeah. Can you sing for us now?
I can't do that.
You can sing.
Hey, just walk away.
Turn the mic down.
I actually like it. I do not want to walk away.
Look, it's even hard too with other people's kids. You can't even give compliments these days because you don't know how it's going to go. Because I live in Brunswick in Melbourne. It's a very alternative suburb.
Yep.
You know, have you seen this TV show? No, I'm not allowed screen time. When I do, I've got to watch Four Corners. And I remember we were at the park with my little two-year-old and this other kid, he was super coordinated. You know, with two-year-olds, you throw them balls, they just laugh, it bounces off their head or whatever. Depends how hard you peg it. But this kid was really coordinated and I just went, oh, look at this little unit. He's going to be a gun footballer. His mum just turned to me and said, I hope not, because I hate football and I hate its culture. And I'm like, how alternative is this suburb where that kid has to come out as a footballer to his parents?
My father once told me a story. He said that I was a baby and someone else looked in the pram and said to him, gee, your kid's ugly. happened, but did I need to hear about that 20 years later? We spare no expense on this show and we've got a solution. Bring out the solution right now. Here we go. That is...
What is it?
What's a drum kit?
It's a drum kit and you might think this is a disaster, but who here... well, Dave, what do you think? Can you get on those drums?
I can try.
This as well. Be as loud as you can. Right?
Oh.
As loud as you can.
The
make
power.
Some noise.
The power.
Get louder than that, mate. Go loud.
Tipping down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
But can we have Sarah sing again,
please? But now put the headphones on. Have we got the headphones there? Here we go. All right.
Does he not know that he can't... We can't
Dave hear. Cannot hear us right now.
Dave's a dickhead.
It's a good thing he has a face because the talent...
Dave does an impersonation of me often and it really shits me.
Yeah.
All right, give it up for Dave Tyler! That's how we do it.
Yes.
Amy, you're getting that.
Thanks so much.
Getting that drum kit. All right, sit down, mate.
Thanks, friends.
We really talked you up behind your back
there.
We did
too. We said lovely things.
Well done. This problem comes from Emily via Facebook. Hughesy, my problem is I will be one demerit point away from having my license suspended and won't be able to drive to work if my husband doesn't take the points for me. He refuses to and says I should be more careful. Am I right to be upset? Is it your right to demand a wife or a husband to take your points so that you're able to drive?
Why is it legal?
I don't know. This is new information to me.
I think it should be legal. I mean, I am very close to losing my licence and my wife refuses to take any more of my points.
For speeding?
You don't know what the speed limit is half the time. It goes from 50 to 60 to 40 to 30.
Aren't you rich enough to have a driver?
I'm not rich enough to have a driver.
I wouldn't pay for a driver.
Exactly, I wouldn't be able to buy extra houses if I had a driver.
True.
I think she should. I mean, she's allowed to use money from a communal pit to, you know, buy stuff at the shops. So why can't I grab points out of our pot?
It's great. Like you should let the point go, and then you can't drive. You've got little kids. Who wants to drive?
That's a very good point.
Sorry, got no license. I almost lost my license because when I first moved back to Sydney for work, I didn't realise you couldn't drive in bus lanes.
Why can't you drive in bus lanes?
No,
because you're not a bus. Yeah, I know that, but if you worked hard to have a car, why do poor people get home quicker than you do? You know?
Just came in. You lost your last demerit point.
Can you choose who gets to share the demerit? Does it have to be a spouse that you spare?
Yeah, it needs someone who's got a license.
You just get a pool of mates, like six mates going out with
you. It has to be someone you have sex with.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Well, a pool of mates again.
No, basically, whoever says I was driving the car at the time.
Yeah.
So you could say to your mate, can you just say you borrowed my car? Like, hypothetically. Could someone...
It's not a real thing. You know it's not a real thing. You can't.
So it's not legal?
No, you're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed
to... Oh, so right.
Genuinely... It's not like you can just pass on your boy.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Now, we are operating outside the law.
Well, then don't do it.
Don't do it.
So, but hypothetically, imagine if the powers that be at Hughesy We Have a Problem decided to really get online with this and come up with something called Speed Bay. How's it going? The website to buy and sell your demerit points. So if you're a really good driver and you save all your points, you can make money from your points. And so I think it'll encourage less people to break the law because they want to make money on Speed Bay. That is your solution, Emily, via Facebook. So, yeah, that or just, you know, be a better driver. All right, we're going to move on. And celebrities are people just like people are people, and celebrities have big problems because they're celebrities or maybe just because they're people. Anyway, we're about to solve, hopefully, a celebrity problem. Can we put our hands together and welcome to the stage the legend that is Gretel Cologne! Yeah!
Hello. Look at you.
Always a pleasure.
Your hair has exploded.
Yes, my hair is doing
its
own thing.
Great. Hello.
I'm really feeling it. Anyway, yeah. Gretel, it's not about my hair. This is about you and your issue. And what is the problem, Gretel Green?
All right, this is my issue. I have a very, very dear friend who I have known for many, many years. And we were so close. You know those friends you've had for a long time and you've shared a lot? Parties, breakups, you know. But now every time I see him, which is only a couple of times a year, he brings the latest person he's seeing.
His girlfriend.
I'm trying to be anonymous, but it's not going very well because I don't want him to know I'm talking about him.
How many friends do you have
that'll... Just that one.
Your male friend, who you've been friends with for many years, is never... You're not getting any one-on-one time with him anymore.
Yeah, and I...
Because his latest squeeze is turning up.
And it's making me suspicious. Why is she there? And why does he want her there?
Yeah.
And is it, in fact, because I'm so boring? Or does he think I'm going to hit on him? Or has she forced this situation because she's jealous?
Yes.
So... should I even bother to keep seeing this friend?
And can men and women be friends?
Is it a different for a girl each year almost?
Quite regularly. And that's even worse because when you have a complex, deep relationship with someone, you want to zap right into it.
Yeah, and you want the goss as well from
and
that.
So much. Remember that time I went out with so-and-so? Well, he's just like that, you know, that kind of story.
And do you have to fill her in or did she just sit
there? It's like having a spy. And also, I know, okay, now this is the one celebrity bit. Yeah. Because when you're a bit known, as you guys
are... Yeah, we're very well known.
Yeah. So these people come and go from his life.
Right.
So they come in, get a snapshot of you, and people take it away. Oh, you should see her. She doesn't eat potatoes. Or do you know what I mean? They take
Wait, you don't eat potatoes? I think we have bigger problems to deal with right now.
So you see, this is a multi-layered
issue. So many issues here.
Could you help me, please? Should I just give up on this friendship?
So there are no romantic feelings for him?
Was there ever?
He's fabulous. I think I'm grieving that as well.
I believe he's handsome. Is he handsome?
No. Oh, God!
You're an attractive woman, there's no doubt about that. And I feel the girlfriend would be threatened.
So. That's what I think. I think he's using her as a bit of a smokescreen. I think he might have feelings for you. And he's... Yep, I'm getting the nod from Mr. Nike in the front row.
Oh, no! Go away, whoever you are.
Is that the friend?
That's the guy!
Are you single?
That was said spookily. Oh, are you single too?
No. Well, are you on Tinder? No.
Yes, I am. So,
you are single?
Yeah. I'm a single kind of person.
Oh, okay, years ago, when we worked together on radio, remember those days?
Yes.
And we shared some lunch dates, didn't we? Well, I remember them.
But they weren't dates.
They weren't dates.
You think they were dates?
No, they weren't. To be honest,
by the sounds of things, Gretel wanted someone else there. This is killing me.
I remember once we met you in Bondi and my wife came with me. And then the date went too long. The lunch went too long and then me and my now wife had to leave and run because we had a bridge climb coming up and we missed our appointment at the bridge. Oh. And my wife still blames you.
So the take-home is you were in love with Gretel?
No.
There's no take-home at all.
Oh. No, the take-home is that you shouldn't take your wife to a date with Gretel.
Lunch!
Not that my wife was concerned much. No, but she... I actually said to her, are you concerned about this? And she said, ha-ha, as if Gretel would want you.
So true.
I feel that part of the reason why this guy can't find a relationship that lasts is because of you.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's even worse because the women are also dull. So not only can I not connect with my friend, but I have to put up with
This is like the way we were. You need to reach across the table and say, your girl is lovely, Hubble. And then get up and walk away.
You know what? This is when Harry met Sally. Right.
Yes. So what should I do? Should I just
declare your love for him?
I don't have a love for him.
Oh, my God, it's like Ross and Rachel. We just wanted to get together.
You know what? I think I've got a solution. You need to bring a present for his date of the day. We'll pretend that we're just very hypothetical.
It's too weird now.
It's not too weird. We can talk. I'm him, all right?
Okay.
But obviously...
And who's her?
Fiona is her, all right? So, and then you... to say, I've got a bit of a present for your date, man I'm not in love with. And then we turn around and have a look at her. And we can have the talk we really should have.
Yeah.
Yes, we are in love, aren't we?
I think men and women can be friends.
Maybe they can't. Oh, maybe they can't.
You are fascinating, and that's why he wants to hang out with you. So, well, Fiona, you're single at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Dave.
Maybe you two can hang out, all right?
Fiona and I hang out a lot. This is a platonic friendship.
Yeah, we're platonic friends.
Yeah, male females can hang out all the time. In fact,
maybe I could join your gang.
Sorry, mate.
Gretel Colleen, always a pleasure. Everyone, Gretel Colleen!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the show where you provide the problems and we provide the solutions. Now, my guests have done a great job tonight and it's their turn. We've got some guest problems and we need to get them sorted. Fiona.
My problem is that I've been seeing a therapist.
Great.
Which I think is, you see a therapist?
Sensible.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You see a therapist?
Oh, I've got big problems here.
And,
Dave, do you see a therapist?
Sounds like I should.
Well, I found this amazing therapist and I get excited about seeing her once a week and I think I'm boring her a bit.
Yeah.
She said to me, well, I think we could probably drop down to once a month now.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Yeah, she's giving me the flip.
So that's got to be a good sign. That means you, like, if you're boring her now, that means you were so interesting back in the...
I just love my hour with her.
Yeah, I know, like, but then you pay for that hour. Why can't you...
I'm worried that I'm going to start creating problems for myself so I can up the ante. I miss her.
You might have to.
Well, yeah. I need to do a new show too, at the next comedy festival or something. Maybe I'll start shoplifting or something. I don't know.
Now, Dilruk, you go to therapy how often?
I do go once a month. Maybe, yeah. But in
the start... Oh, so it's kind of normal.
Yeah, I love it. I get to talk.
Drop down, though. Did you used to go once a week?
Yeah, initially. So I think, was about 2 years ago when I first quit drinking and I wanted to get on top of it. In fact, we went to AA together. Yeah. I don't know, we shouldn't be saying that. She just gets up there and does gear from her garlic sets. So I just started treating AA like an open mic night and I just started doing my bits as well.
Hang on.
Do you want me to get you booked?
Well, I don't drink. I can come too.
Come on down. Man, you would crush that crowd.
I'll do a set.
Yes.
At the start of the show, I talked about my problem of the week, and it is the fact that when I was doing this show last year, I met a rescue dog called Bubbles, and Bubbles was meant to go to one of the guests on the show who had an audience problem, but let's just have a look at what happened when Bubbles came out last year.
I love Bubbles.
You know what I'm hearing here? If your property manager says no to you...
You're going to adopt
I'm
Bubbles.
I'm going to take Bubbles home. Bubbles went home and is still in my house, all right? So, Bubbles is a beautiful dog. We love Bubbles in the Hughes household. There's no doubt about that. But Bubbles snores. She snores like a bear. She snores loud. It's every night, and Bubbles loves sleeping in Mummy and Daddy's room. So, this is actual recording of Bubbles at work. I'm going to close my eyes and just imagine trying to get to sleep with this going on. Also, when me and my wife are trying to make love, Bubbles is doing that. And it does feel like Dad's in the room with me.
It sounds like there's a tugboat in the room with you. That is an amazing
It's a beautiful little dog. And that beautiful little dog is about to walk out on this stage again. Bubbles,
Second time on his ear, we have a problem. Thanks to Jet Pets, who transported Bubbles here. Good on you, Jet Pets, for all your pet transport needs. Bubbles is about to walk out of here with one of the new Bondi vets, Dr. Kate Adams. Give it up for them, guys. It's just, Bubbles.
Everyone laughing at Bubbles.
Yes, I mean, Bubbles.
That's a hell of a snore. I feel like it's Susie's fault. You let her get fat.
No, Bubbles, I've not. Do you think Bubbles is overweight?
Bubbles loves your
food. Sorry, Bubbles.
Get the chin tucking thing.
Sorry.
Yes. Bubbles is a little bit overweight.
Oh, Dr. Yeah. Kate.
I know. And
I don't know. Bubbles needs to come to daddy. Come to daddy.
Come on, Bubbles. Let's come up here. Oh, my goodness. Come on. Bubbles is really heavy, you guys.
Oh, well, apparently, Bubbles. Yeah.
Bubbles loves her food.
Yeah, so using
Bubbles.
Too much weight.
Too much weight.
Yeah, too much weight. So you notice that Bubbles is a squishy nose dog, right?
Really?
So that means that essentially her soft palate is quite long. And it means it gets actually, when you eat, that sound that you hear is actually when she relaxes, actually gets stuck at the back.
Now, so if she loses weight, will the snoring stop?
Possibly, yes.
But Bubbles loves to eat.
Don't let her sleep on her back.
Because I snore really badly. In fact, I wake myself up snoring sometimes. Yeah. It's brutal, because you're dreaming and suddenly you're like...
What happened there? Dill's got a bit of a Bubbles look about you.
In what way? Do you want me to lick your face as well?
Only if you put that lip thing back on.
But in fairness, every relationship is a quid pro quo, isn't it? Everything you have to put up with someone to give something back. You have to put up with the snoring. I mean, every morning that dog has to put up with, "G'day, good morning, Bubbles!"
Bubbles, he's not your daddy. He's a mean man.
What about another dog? Because they're pack animals and they like to be together.
We already have Barkley at home.
Well, so why don't they sleep together?
But they do sleep in the same room. I've got both dogs are in our room and the cat.
Oh, that's your problem.
Seriously, we've got both dogs and the cat and often three children in the same room as well. I mean, we've got a few houses, but we might as well just have one tent, basically.
I hope to dear God you guys don't fool around because there's too much happening in that room. What's happening?
Well, they just have to deal with it. It's their decision to be in the room. What they see.
Another shout out to therapists everywhere.
Now, this is apparently an amulet. Was there any chance that could work, that some sort of stone could be...
What is this?
Oh, what? Well, I've got told it's an amulet that you put it around the neck of a dog.
Right. A homeopathic. She's queen
of
the pound ball.
I thought it was like some kind of like scientific device.
No, it's like a crystal. Would you believe in crystals or not?
Well, maybe.
Well, there's another thing that I've got told could work, which is this thing, which is you put it around their neck, and then when they snore, an electrical current goes through.
Jesus.
Well, don't shoot the messenger.
Just a negative reinforcement. Essentially, it'll just mean that Bubbles just gets no sleep and she'll just keep waking herself up. Oh, my
gosh. So never do that.
Yeah, no.
Can I try it?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's got batteries.
Imagine if, but... women put this on their husbands.
Yeah, I mean, yes. So what do you think is the solution, Dr. Kate?
I really think that probably you should get some earplugs.
I should get some earplugs?
Yeah.
Well, mate, you're already growing your hair. Just grow earmuffs.
We could probably put Bubbles on a bit of a diet. Lower your carbs.
Oh, but I love my carbs.
Get you
Dr.
out
Kate.
And about and do some activity.
Sometimes when Daddy says, "Let's go for a walk," Bubbles runs away. So, Bubbles, we're going to put you on a bit of a diet, okay? A bit of a diet, and then Daddy's going to get some earplugs, and we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. How do you feel about that, Bubbles?
They don't live that long.
All right, thank you, Dr. Kate, from the new Bondi Vet, which is fantastic. And thank you, Bubbles, and thank you, Jet Pets. All right. When we come back, quickfire, yes or no.
Hi, I'm Leah Harris. In the Where's William Tyrrell podcast, I told the story of the little boy who disappeared from his foster grandmother's home more than 5 years ago as the journalist who's been on the journey since day one. It's a story that is as baffling as it is heartbreaking, and I'm glad we could give William's foster parents the chance to tell their side of the story in their first interview in almost 4 years. The most recent episodes have focused on the coronial inquest into the disappearance of William Tyrrell, along with the case against former lead detective on the investigation, Gary Jubelin. And I spoke with Mr. Jubelin not long after he was convicted of illegally recording a person of interest in the case. You can listen to Where's William Tyrrell wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of problems to get through. It's quick fire, yes or no. Don't think too hard. Just give a solution, all right? So, yes, here we go. Tom has a problem. There's a busker down our shops who plays the recorder. Should I take the money out of his hat, yes or no? Can you take money out of the hat of a busker?
And destroy the recorder. Absolutely. Yeah, right.
Take the recorder out of his hand.
Hit him over the head with the recorder. Yep. All right. Jeremy has emailed, my wife insists I buy organic vegetables, but they're too expensive. I just buy normal vegetables and tell her they're organic. Is that okay?
Yes.
Do what you have to do.
Yes, I do exactly
that. Yeah, and not just tell them that they're normal vegetables, tell the little checkout thing as well. Yeah?
When you're going through sales. That's stealing, Dave.
That's not stealing. That's making honest mistakes because you can't work out what vegetable it is. It's not stealing. It looks like a normal banana.
Just because it's a Toshiba flat screen TV.
Carl said this, my wife wants to send our kids to local Catholic school, but I'm not religious. Should I put my foot down, yes or no?
Surely it's fine. My dad's Buddhist, mum's Muslim, and I went to a Catholic school and I turned out fine.
I went to a Catholic school, nothing wrong, nothing to see here.
Don't do it.
All right, Peter's sent this one in. My neighbours always leave their lights on when they're not home and it annoys me. Is it okay to turn their power off at the meter box?
No, but yeah, the neighbors are annoying. That's not nice to do.
Yeah, that's weird.
But and it's saving their environment.
Meter box is a bit extreme.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Are they paying for the electricity? Who cares? Leave it alone.
And someone point out it. The fridge will go off as well. And all that organic vegetables.
Jennifer has written in, my son wants to go to laser tag for his birthday, but he's 43. Should I tell him to grow up, yes or no?
Oh, don't tell anyone, including us.
I love laser tag. I'm 48. So I love laser tag.
Save some money. Go to the self-checkout and put your face past the barcode.
Lisa writes, I've started cutting my own hair to save money, but my boyfriend can't stand it. Should he pay for my haircuts? Right, yes or no? Anyone here cut their own hair?
Someone should pay for yours.
Here's my haircut. I won't deal with that, all right?
I think the rollers are really doing a good job.
It's a natural curl. I'm very happy. Oh, there you go. These guys have been amazing. I'm disappointed. Give it up for Fiona O'Loughlin, Gilmore Jay Singer, Sarah Harris, Maxwell. Thanks to Brenda Blake, Dr. Kate Adams and Bubbles. Go to our Facebook page if you want to get involved. This has been Easy. We have a problem.
In this time of great uncertainty, Gidget Foundation Australia is here to support you. We offer specialist perinatal psychological counselling services for expectant and new parents across Australia who are experiencing perinatal depression and anxiety. We provide up to 10 sessions for free from the comfort of your home using either a video or telephone call.
For more information, please visit gidgetfoundation.org.au.
G'day everyone, it's Baz Dubois and this is Hammer at Home. Well, we've finally made it to 2021 and a lot happened last year, but as well as the bushfires and COVID-19, I turned 60. And you know, it had a profound effect on me. Now I'm happy to admit that 60 is the new 40 and there's no doubt about it, we're going to live longer. But for me personally, and now I've had a couple of bouts of cancer in the last 10 years and that's a little worrying, but overall, once you pass middle age, you've got to start thinking about the future, not just for you, but for our family and for our children. See, my children are only 8 years old. I know that I won't be around to protect my children the way I want to. And something that's going to have a huge effect on their life is the planet that we live on. I feel as a race, as a human race, and me personally as an individual, I just don't think we're doing enough to nurture the planet and provide the cultural stability, the food, and the environment that humans need to flourish. I see the foundations of modern life are this: sociology and culture, economics and environment. And whilst we all talk about sustainability as a standalone pillar, it's not. What sustainability is that glue or that reinforcement that holds those philosophies together, and it gives them the integrity to stay upright. Without sustainability, the pillars of life will crack, the footings will fail, and we'll have sociology and culture, economics and environment, they'll just be reduced to a pile of rubble, leaving life as we've enjoyed it for so long, extinct. Just let that sink in for a second. The things that we take for granted, therefore haven't taken care of, won't exist for our children and our children's children. For this series, I want to focus primarily on environmental sustainability, but any discussion on that topic will need close consideration of all the pillars. Why is it important? What lesson are we sending our children? We all like to think we're doing the right thing by using our keep cups and avoiding one-use plastics, and we are. But there's so much more we have to do as a culture. Until we start valuing humanity, sustainability, and the planet, we're just going to continue down the wrong track. This needs a complete rethink, and we are the only people that can guide that rethink. I hope you'll join me and the experts I'm going to interview. It's going to give us at least the direction we should be taking to a more sustainable life. We'll start off by understanding a bit about carbon. We'll take a look at why we do the things we do. We'll even talk to the animals, or at least to someone who does. Join me, Barry Dubois, on a journey to a more sustainable future.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.